Moncrief on News Talk.
Before we actually go into the interview, just first off, have a listen to this.
It's grand to see you. Brendan here, and I'm absolutely buzzing to take him on a journey through my hometown, Dublin. Split by the River Liffey into North Side and South Side, it's the city centre that ties it all together. From lively Temple Bar and the Old City, to buzzing Stony Batter and cool Portobello, we'll discover a wide range of historical, cultural and iconic spots.
Now, you'll know most towns and cities in Ireland have tour guides, but there are a few AI alternatives that have begun to pop up. Liam Coates from the Irish Independent decided to take a tour with an AI called Brendan, who you were just listening to there, and compare that to a real-life human being. Liam, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
So he sounded pretty convincing.
He had a good accent, right? I think he sounds pretty good too, but I think a lot of his phrasings... They belong in an American version of the world, I suppose. They're very, in fact, some of the things that he's been saying, I actually put into ChatGPT, to be honest. And I said, look, can you give me a description of, say, the GPO or another landmark in Dublin and make it sound as if you're a tour guide? And actually what they produced was eerily similar to this Brendan character.
Right. Okay. Well, the accent is pretty good, but were there kind of phrases here and there that sounded weird?
He kept saying things were awesome, and I don't know any Dubliners that say awesome very often. I think it's more of an Americanism. He never said the word deadly, which really upset me. I thought, because I'm a Cork man, but deadly is the phrase.
Well, it's just a cruel stereotype against people who live in Dublin from the Republic of Cork. Did he try to say things like Drogheda or that kind of stuff?
He said Drogheda Street, which is the old name of O'Connell Street. And he's got that fact correct, but he just struggled with the pronunciations of some things. He said Clarice as well instead of Clearies, which I found kind of funny.
Okay.
But he said people to meet under Clarice's clock. I thought, I don't know that at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's Clarice, obviously.
Yeah. And were all the facts right in terms of the tour?
I couldn't spot any errors, but I didn't want to spend too long listening to him, I'll be honest. Yeah. He's a small bit grating, and he's perfect for if you're just landing in a new city, you have maybe half an hour to spare, and you can turn on your location in the app and it'll actually show you the landmarks around you. And as you walk around, it'll kind of speak to you and give you an AI summary of each of the landmarks. But after a while, it gets a bit grating. You start noticing the same speech patterns. Like, he always says things like, this isn't just a monument. It's a statement of a city moving into the future. This isn't just a building. It's a bold architectural statement. It's in every one of the descriptions. So it gets a bit wearing, to be honest.
And this thing is...
It's hard not to call him a chap, isn't it?
Is it like on your phone, basically?
Yeah, it's a smartphone app. Yeah. So it's an app called CityMe. And this is a Spanish company. And they've done similar AI tours for many cities in the past. They've done Paris, London, New York, and a few cities in Spain as well. And now they're bringing it, in partnership with a few local councils here, they're bringing it over to Dublin. And so that launched about 2 weeks ago.
And do you have to pay for it?
No, it's free.
Oh, wow.
I actually don't understand the monetization of it, to be honest. But it's free for anyone to use.
Maybe the local councils are chucking them a few bob for it.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. But that's, I can't say I know.
No, you see, the thing is that, like, I've once or twice done tours in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about real-life tour guides is that they'll bring you around, but they slag off things as
Absolutely.
Well, which is, like, what an Irish tour guide should do.
Absolutely.
I mean, they'll say some things are brilliant and the Brits were horrible to us and all that kind of
God,
stuff. But
yeah.
They go, do you know how much that stick, that piece of architectural nonsense costs? That cost half a million and... You could have done it for 20 quid.
Absolutely. And I think that sense of Irish self-deprecating humour is really absent here. And that's part of why it's grating. He tries to sound Irish, but he just doesn't fully commit to the bit. And it's very Americanized, as I said. And yeah, everything he talks about, it's like it's the best thing he's ever heard of. You know, this pub on a street, it's the best pub. Oh, you're not just a customer, you're family. All of this, you know, and not just you're not just X, you're Y. You know, you'll see that repeating over and over and over again.
Did you go, but then you went with a real life tour guide?
I did.
To compare and contrast.
Yeah. And unfortunately for Brendan, I went first on the proper tour and it was about 3 hours. I went off with a really good tour guide from Pat Liddy's Walking Tours. His name was Harry Pender, just a little shout out. He was very good. And he was just as you'd expect a tour guide to be, he was informative, engaging. He answered questions as well, which Brendan just doesn't do.
Yes, of course.
And that's crucial when you're walking around the city, when you want to understand things. And, you know, he was a genuine Dubliner. He wasn't just a few pixels with a Dublin accent.
Yeah,
you know?
And like the people on the tour, who the others, I assume, were genuine tourists.
Absolutely, they weren't AI. Yeah,
did they ask a lot of questions?
They did. They had a lot of questions. I was on the tour with two American tourists, and they had loads of questions for Harry, and he answered all of them. He was really, really good. And yeah, they had a lot of questions. And I chatted to them after the tour, and I said, look, if this was an AI tour, would this have gone as well? And they said, no, it's not even close, because they want that back and forth. They want that person guiding them around. Now, some people have said to me, look, I mean, it's the way tours are going. They point to the hop on, hop off buses, that you just select your language when you sit on the bus, and then, you know, away you go, and you listen to your language in whatever you've chosen, your tour, in your ears. And they say, well, that's the way tours are going. I don't think it's the same with a walking tour. I think it's more of an active experience than sitting on a buses. And so I think, I don't think AI will ever really compete with a person.
When you're on a walking tour, especially at this time of the year in the centre of Dublin, I don't get the sense there's no kind of traffic system for walking tours. And are they kind of, you could easily be on one walking tour and then crash into another walking tour and end up following the wrong person. And you go, God, I saw the GPO already.
Well, that didn't happen for this group because it was only the three of us. But we did see many other walking tours as we were making our way around. I suppose the benefit now of Brendan, I've slagged Brendan off a bit, but actually the benefit of him is that he's free and anyone can do it. It fits your own schedule. But just to point out, there are free walking tours as well. So it becomes a little trickier to see where Brendan fits into it all.
Yeah. I suppose it's the least amount of effort.
Maybe.
It's on your phone and we'll just follow that. But is Brendan, though, giving you directions? Is Brendan saying, you should be standing here and then we're going to walk down this way?
No, he doesn't do that, which is kind of half the fun with a walking tour. You kind of spot things on the street and you go, what's that? Or is there something there that you want to talk about? And if it's a person guiding you around, that they might have a story. But no, he doesn't guide you around. He basically, you can turn on the feature where it knows where you are in the city and it'll kind of show you on a map where you are in relation to landmarks around you. But it doesn't give you guided directions.
Right. Mm. Okay. So it knows where you are and it'll say to your left, you should be able to see, you know, pub in Temple Bar.
Yeah.
And pool of vomit in front of us kind of thing.
You have to click on the map unless you're in the guided tour option. And the guided tour option, he'll come up and sort of attack you and say, look, this is this place and it's the best place and it's not X, it's Y. And he'll say that about everything. So I don't like the guided tour option. I like to just press on the map and see what he has to say about various places.
Right, okay. So you could very easily get lost with Brendan.
Well, really? I mean, I suppose they don't have a guided tour because there are about 600 locations on this map that are covered by Brendan. So if you're trying to cover them all, you'd find corpses all over the city following Brendan AI. They just wouldn't be able to keep up.
Well, it's also like there's certain parts of the city centre, even in daylight, if you're just standing there with your mouth open looking at your phone, you might be having your phone for much longer after that. Liam, thanks for coming into us.
That was
Liam Coates there, local democracy reporter. With the Irish Independent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.